No, I don't think it is quite a little thing.
I'm so glad. Well, do tell me what it is.
Oh, later on. And now, may I walk through your beautiful house? I hear your pictures are charming. Poor Baron Arnheim. You remember the Baron? Used to tell me you had some wonderful paintings.
Did you know Baron Arnheim well?
Intimately. Did you?
At one time.
Wonderful man, wasn't he?
He was very remarkable. In many ways.
I often think it's such a pity he never wrote his memoirs. They would have been most interesting.
Lord Goring!
Good evening, my dear Arthur. Mrs. Cheveley, allow me to introduce you to Lord Goring, the idlest man in London.
I have met Lord Goring before.
I did not think you would remember me, Mrs. Cheveley.
Oh, my memory is under admirable control. Are you still a bachelor?
I believe so.
How very romantic.
Oh, I'm not at all romantic. I'm not old enough. I leave romance to my seniors. May I ask, are you staying in London long?
Oh, that depends. Partly on the weather, partly on the cooking, and partly on Sir Robert.
You're not going to plunge us into a European war, I hope.
There is no danger at present.
This way, Mrs. Cheveley.
You are very late, Lord Goring.
Have you missed me, Miss Mabel?
Awfully.
Then I am sorry I did not stay away longer. I like being missed.
How very selfish of you.
I am very selfish.
You're always telling me of your bad qualities, Lord Goring.
I've only told you half of them as yet, Miss Mabel. Are they...